Well, my interest in science probably began around about 14, 15 years of age when I was given a chemistry set by my parents, a fairly conventional beginning. At about the same time, I discovered that the mathematics book could actually be read like any other book and understood that it wasn't some arcane mystery that was going to slowly be revealed throughout the year, actually in more cases not revealed throughout the year. So I sat down with my maths book and worked through the whole year over a couple of weeks and then got my chemistry set and started doing experiments. And from that point on, I was really hooked. I was going to be some sort of a scientist. What sort wasn't entirely clear at that point. Didn't actually become very clear till I got to university when I went into my first physics lecture, and it suddenly hit me that here was a subject where the questions really ran deep and this was somewhere where I'd like to spend some time. What really keeps me going is the fact that the universe can in fact be understood, that I'm a theoretician, I don't do experiments, I do calculations, but nonetheless I work very closely with experimentalists. And over the years I've discovered that the marks I make on paper turn out to describe pretty well what actually happens in the laboratory, and I find that an endless source of fascination and delight. The quantum world is pretty remarkable. What is revealed to us at this level is a world of irreducible randomness, a world in which noise and uncertainty are just given. Now, you might have thought at that point that physics would not be possible at all, but in fact it's the peculiar way that randomness enters quantum mechanics that makes the world actually very controllable at the quantum level. It's the strange coexistence of certainty and uncertainty at the deepest level of nature that is the deepest puzzle of quantum mechanics. And so much of the interest in quantum mechanics is now at that level, that we have a hint of how we can control the world at the level of quantum weirdness, if you like, but control it in such a way that there are now new technologies and whole new ways of doing things that we never imagined were possible before, such as quantum computing and quantum key distribution, and no doubt more exciting things yet to come. Even though we're at the very earliest days of quantum technology, we have enough test examples, simple systems like quantum key distribution or using Bose-Einstein condensation to monitor the variations in gravity, to begin to get a hint of where the innovations will come from. And these innovations will themselves lead to new innovations. They will inspire people to think about using quantum mechanics to solve different problems, problems that have been around for a very long time, and resistant solution, but suddenly we now realize that a quantum mechanical solution can be applied. It may turn out that 100 years from now quantum computing is not the most interesting thing that we could do with quantum technology. There may be many others waiting to be discovered. And of course, there'll be whole industries based on these new technologies, just as there are industries based on the technology of laser physics. The whole optical fiber communications network is based on basic science discoveries going back 40 years into the 60s. The same will be true of the quantum technologies. These will become self-enabling in a way once we train quantum engineers, people who are not basic scientists, but people who become accustomed to using quantum systems at a systems level, connecting them together and making them robust. Then we'll really begin to see quantum technology feeding off itself. I think the key thing is don't be content with glib explanations, because in actual fact quantum mechanics is so weird that none of us really understand where this theory comes from. We're all just as puzzled as you are probably in asking these naive questions like, how is it possible for a particle to be in two places at once? Well, that's a very good question, and I can't give you a very clear answer to that. So just keep asking, because eventually if you ask enough questions and go on and do a degree in physics and perhaps a postgraduate degree, if you keep asking enough questions, you'll hit a new question and that will give you a new answer, and the whole field will be the better for it.